Welcome to Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk. And last time we were talking about a very, very disturbing issue having to do with Planned Parenthood and how they are harvesting body parts from babies that they've aborted. And it is so disturbing. I mean, if you've got an ounce of compassion within you and you're concerned about little babies coming into the world, some of them with heartbeats still beating that have been cut into pieces. I'm reluctant to even be terribly specific about it because most Americans do not know it, don't understand it. The media absolutely will not talk about this. It's a scandal. It's an outrage. It's debauchery on a level that has not been seen in this country, I think, in the past. And yet people are unconcerned because they don't know. We're going to talk about it again today because it's that important. Mm-hmm. Well, let me introduce our two guests who are with us again today, and I'm delighted to have them. First, Sandy Rios is with us by phone. She's Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association, which is one of the largest, most effective pro-family grassroots organizations in the country. She also serves as Vice President of Family PAC Federal, which is a national conservative political action committee which focuses on economic and social issues and works to support conservative candidates. And she does that very, very well. She's also a host of a radio program called Sandy Rios in the Morning. Also with us in the studio is Natalie L. Decker, Esquire. Natalie has been an attorney for 18 years in the public and private sector, and she serves as legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom in Colorado, and previously she ran her own private practice. And we, as I said, are going to talk today again by the disgraceful debauchery of Planned Parenthood, which has now been revealed by private videos that were taken in conversation. The people speaking were at a high level of leadership within Planned Parenthood, and they admitted they're selling body parts to those who would buy them, and they're making money off of it. We're going to talk more about that. And Sandy, let me start with you. Describe that scandal that the American people don't know. 70% of the American people don't know what we're going to say just now, despite the fact that it's almost unconscionable. It is unconscionable.
Well, I think the best way to explain it, Dr. Dobson, is just to say to those of you that are listening who maybe you had an abortion, or maybe you think abortion should be legal, or maybe you think there should be exceptions for incest, rape, or the life of the mother, whatever your spectrum is, or maybe you are totally pro-Planned Parenthood, you've visited before as a child, I would just urge you to open your mind for a second, because this is not about abortion, just abortion. It really isn't. This is about a procedure where babies are actually turned in the womb in order to have the body come out first, so that specimens can be harvested and sold for profit. And sometimes in the videos, the undercover videos, we know from out of the words of some of the technicians or the doctors, these babies are often alive when this takes place. And we see Planned Parenthood executives over wine, eating their salad, laughing about the body parts, talking about heads, talking about shipping baby heads in boxes, making sure they close their eyes so that the techs at the other end won't be freaked out, and then laughing about that. It is so grotesque that when people see, they can't believe it. Even if they're pro-abortion, they cannot believe this, and this is what we're trying to stop.
Sandy, that's almost, well, it is Nazi-esque. That's almost Mengele-type activities. Many of our listeners won't know what that relates to, but Mengele was a physician at the death camps that the Nazis had set up to gas people, and children were used for experimental purposes by this Dr. Mengele. This feels kind of like that to me.
You know, let me just read a quote from the last video. This Dr. Westcoff is the senior medical advisor for Planned Parenthood. She says, we've been working with people who want particular tissues, like, you know, they want cardiac, or they want eyes, or they want brains, she's saying. And she says, certainly we provide, oh, and then I can't tell you what she says, but it has to do with male and female genitalia. Oh, yes, we have that. Everything we provide is fresh. That's her comment. And so I think if we accomplished anything in this conversation, Dr. Dobson, it would be that we make people everywhere aware, shout it from the housetops, we can't abide this. We can't live with this. This is not okay.
If we remain silent, the blood is on our hands.
Absolutely. Half a billion of your tax dollars, when you wrote that check out on April 15th, $500 million of that went to pay for this. And let me give a caveat, because Planned Parenthood will say, oh, no, that didn't go for that. But there is no way they can divide their budget and separate things like that.
Money's fungible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It can go for whatever you want it to go
for. It's such a horrible cop-out to say that. It's literally the last ditch effort to try to get out of something like that.
Well,
Sandy, I ask you a question, though, because I'm seeing from a lot of liberal media saying that, yes, it's disturbing. Absolutely, it's disturbing. It's just not illegal. And that people don't know that it's not illegal, that this is a legal activity going on. Is it really legal? Is that something that's legal in America?
It is absolutely illegal. I'm sure that Natalie can fill us in on this, but I'll just weigh in first. Anytime you sell body parts for a profit, unless you are charging only the shipping charges, like you could maybe pay the FedEx charge to send the baby's head in a box, but you can't charge for anything above that, and they are. That is illegal, punishable, as I understand it, to up to 6 months in prison and $500,000 fine. I believe that's the law.
Per instance.
And secondly, the other thing they're doing is that it is illegal to turn a baby in the womb in the process of delivery. That's partial birth abortion, and that's illegal. And they are saying on these tapes that that's exactly what they're doing in many cases.
Natalie, you're an attorney. Speak to this.
Absolutely. I would agree that what we're seeing on these videos raises concern about illegal activity, a number of different laws that are potentially being violated by Planned Parenthood. As has already been identified, potential violations of the partial birth abortion ban, which is federal law and has been for quite some time. Also, the sale, it sure appears that they're trafficking in body parts of human babies. It is illegal.
Especially those you've just killed. I mean, can there be any doubt about the fact that you're killing a baby? Maybe for the purpose of harvesting the tissue, the organs. How can we say it seems as though this might be illegal?
Yeah. No, it certainly does appear from the videos. And that's the value, some of the value of these videos, is we are actually seeing what they are doing inside Planned Parenthood and hearing what these high level, as you've identified, these are not low level Planned Parenthood employees. These are some of the highest women in that organization. And they are clearly haggling over the price of various body parts. The law does allow for them to be compensated for their expenses. So as we've already discussed, if they have to pay for a courier or something like that, they are allowed to recoup that expense.
And
but
that
you don't
comes
negotiate
from
that.
Medical cadavers for medical students. That goes to things like that. That's what that law is in place for.
It's not for profit.
Exactly.
And profit
it's not
is
for
illegal.
Profit.
And I'd also point out that on one of the latest videos released, they spoke about how some of their independent colleagues make a lot of income on this. Well, wait a second. If you're making income off this, that seems to me that it's a concession that there's some criminal activity going on, because recouping your expenses is not income. That is simply getting paid for the amount of money that you're owed. And it's clear that that's not what's happening here. And also, it is very clear from some of the videos that they are altering the procedures. In some videos, they discuss a willingness to alter the procedures, which suggests that they're willing to commit a crime. But in other videos, it sure sounds to me like they are talking that they have altered procedures.
It doesn't matter what the law is. It's evil.
Yes, absolutely.
We need to call it what it is. It's wicked. It's evil. It's destroying human life.
It is.
It is taking a baby that according to Psalms 139, that the Lord was crafting in the mother's womb, and it is extracting that baby and then taking its body parts and selling it. If that isn't illegal, it ought to be. And people ought to go to jail the rest of their life for doing it, my humble opinion.
Dr. Dobson, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I know for a fact that what the left is preparing to do, they're gearing up for this. We've been through this before. And that's where they're going to present people who have severe disabilities, certain problems, and they're going to say, which they already have started saying, but these parts are for medical research. This is to help people who have these terrible diseases. This is something that's helping society. Planned Parenthood is helping, and all these mothers who may or may not know that their babies are being harvested for their organs are helping medical progress. You're a doctor. What would you say to that?
What I would say is, what is the difference between doing this, taking body parts from a disabled baby who's not yet born and one who is born? You have one that's 2, 3, 4 years of age who has cerebral palsy or some other disorder. Can you harvest the body parts to try to learn something from him? No, that's called murder. It doesn't matter who the individual is. We have a right to life, but you can't kill people even for good purposes. That is wrong. It's evil. And parents out there who have disabled children must surely understand that this is a slippery slope.
I think at a minimum, as a result of these videos, what we need is a serious investigation into Planned Parenthood. It's clear that they either are or have been committing criminal activities, but at a minimum, we need to have a serious investigation into Planned Parenthood. Yeah. They get $500 million of our taxpayer dollars every single year. And as we discussed previously, this is not the first time that Planned Parenthood has been accused of wrongdoing. There are all sorts of allegations that need to be investigated. That's
given these allegations, how does it hit you? How did it hit you a year ago when President Barack Obama was speaking to Planned Parenthood and ended by saying, "God bless Planned Parenthood"? The largest killer of babies in the country, maybe in the world, I don't know.
I guess I would say I'm not sure which God he was referring to, Dr. Yeah. Dobson. It's not the God that we serve, the God of light and life, the God who said early in Genesis, before the commandments were ever given, that if you take innocent life, by man's hand shall your blood be shed. He made it very clear. He destroyed the earth because of the violence men did to one another. We know how our God feels about this, and I don't think Barack Obama was asking for his blessing on Planned Parenthood. Could I say something about what's happening in Congress?
Yes.
All right, so there's a real drama playing out here in Washington, and here's the dilemma. The leadership in the Republican Party, because they control both houses, it's up to them to move on defunding or not defunding. And it's pretty clear, we know that the president will veto any bill that comes to his desk. And Nancy Pelosi has already mockingly said that there's no way the Democrats in the House will vote to defund Planned Parenthood in spite of all we have just stated. So the dilemma is this. The Republican leadership doesn't want a fight over this. So they are planning on, in fact, by the time this airs, they may have already had votes on a couple of bills that many of us feel are just show votes because they have really no meaning. One of them is, it's a House Bill 3134, sponsored by Congressman Dianne Black, who I'm sure means very well. She believes there should be a one-year moratorium on Planned Parenthood federal funding, and then we revisit the issue.
Get back to business as usual.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, the chances of us being in this place and another time where conservatives have both houses of Congress, and there is such, the Planned Parenthood videos are there to build momentum, and where we have a presidential field who is overwhelmingly pro-life, to have that come again, I don't think so. So many of us feel like this is an exercise in futility, and we need to have this fight. We need to have it now, and that this Planned Parenthood defund needs to be in the continuing resolution. That is a bill that funds the whole government. It has to be passed. The president has to sign off on it, and we want Planned Parenthood defunding to be in that bill. So that's the fight that's shaping up, and it's being fought even as we speak, I'm sure.
Sandy, there's also a misunderstanding, a deliberate misunderstanding, I believe, about shutting down the government. If you did not provide additional money to operate the government, it would still function. It would still function because the law requires it. You would not all of a sudden everybody go home and that Washington would cease to exist as a governmental entity. It's not true that they would shut down the government.
Well, that's absolutely true, Dr. Dobson. All the essential people would be in place, like the FBI and the police and all of that. But here's the thing, too. If what happens is what we expect, that the president would veto anything that didn't fund Planned Parenthood, this would be an opportunity for us to shout from the housetops to really get out to the American people what Planned Parenthood is doing. We will never have this moment again. And if the president, which the reality would be that a bill should be sent to him that can fund everything that you need to fund, just not that. And if he holds off his vote and vetoes over that, then he is the one who's shutting down the government, if that's a bad thing, in fact. So the problem is in the past when we've had shutdowns, no one has been willing to step up and talk about, except for Ted Cruz. He was the one for the last shutdown that actually made the case. The rest of them just shut. They were scared to death.
And they're scared to death now. His Republican colleagues would not stand with him either.
No, but it's different now. It's different now. We have president. Did you ever think we would see a presidential election with so many pro-life candidates, Dr. Dobson?
I would not have believed that. Now, there are two leaders in the Congress who are not running for president that we really ought to mention. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and Majority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell. These two men have not been particularly supportive of defunding Planned Parenthood. In fact, it has appeared that they have objected to that procedure. And frankly, we regret that. Sandy, elaborate on that concern.
Okay, well, here's what's happening, especially in the House, because it is actually quite dramatic. Before the Congress took their break, their summer break, Mark Meadows, congressman from North Carolina, filed what's called a motion to vacate the chair. There's a lot of unhappiness with John Boehner's leadership among conservatives in the House. And now these two issues, the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood and the issue of John Boehner vacating his chair, seem to be converging. And the momentum is building in the House to oust him as Speaker. It's actually quite dramatic behind the scenes. And so when this airs, it may have already come to a head. I'm not sure. But many of the members of the House are so exorcised over leadership not being willing to fight over anything. And they feel that if there's ever anything that should be fought over, it's what Planned Parenthood is doing behind closed doors to harvest baby body parts.
Natalie, weigh in here.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we also should keep in mind with this whole discussion is the fact that women actually don't need Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of misinformation that has been put out there. But women in America don't need Planned Parenthood. There are thousands of other local healthcare facilities that provide far broader services to women than Planned Parenthood does. The truth is, Planned Parenthood provides a very limited range of services. There are better choices for women right around the corner. These local healthcare facilities outnumber Planned Parenthood facilities about 20 to 1. So what we need to do is get the funds that are being paid to Planned Parenthood and transfer those to these low-cost, high-quality healthcare centers that women are already choosing over Planned Parenthood.
And Natalie, you're dispelling the myth that we need Planned Parenthood because these women are just going to be left without health care. What are they going to do? We're not heartless. We don't want women to be without health care. Of course we don't want that. What we're saying is there are great alternatives that don't sell body parts, hide prostitution, that don't hide sex trafficking, that don't hide the abuse of underage women. There are other alternatives out there. You do not need Planned Parenthood.
And in fact, 98% of women in America, thankfully, don't ever set foot in a Planned Parenthood facility. If you use their numbers, Planned Parenthood's own numbers, 98% of women in America never go to Planned Parenthood. They do have better choices available. They're already making better choices. And now we need to get our tax dollars into the hands of providers that can provide women with good quality medical care and do so without all the scandal.
Yeah, you know, Natalie, I gave a speech in 1998 about this issue. This is nothing new.
Right.
The funding of Planned Parenthood was going on then, and I was really agitated at that time about the fact that Republicans were in power in the House at that time, and even they voted for funding for Planned Parenthood. And I had quite a bit to say about it. As a result, before I finished my speech, the New York Times had the text of the things I said, and my picture was on the cover of U.S. News and World Report. I don't even know if that magazine, news magazine, is still out there. But I have been trying to get the American people to stop this egregious funding of the killing of babies for a long, long time. Now we have a chance for it to happen. And I do hope that those who are in positions of authority in the House and Senate will do the right thing. Because if there ever was a time when we can see it, because we've got videos of it, it's now.
I could not agree more, and I hope that everyone in your audience will take action. They'll call their legislators and demand an investigation of Planned Parenthood and demand that Planned Parenthood be defunded. I know Ryan mentioned in our last segment about silence and taking action. I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer said silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to act is to act, and not to speak is to speak. And this is happening on our watch. Every one of us have an obligation to step up and demand that Planned Parenthood be investigated and defunded.
Sandy, we have 1 minute left. What would you say?
Just that we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And one of the things that's being attempted, I believe, on Capitol Hill, this is my spin on it, two bills are being pushed to make it seem as though they're actually doing something. Because they don't want to do the hard fight of defunding Planned Parenthood in the continuing resolution. So just don't be fooled when these bills are passed that have no chance of making it, no chance of a vote, no chance of a signature from the president, when the real fight, I believe, is to attach it to a continuing resolution and a must-pass bill. So just
Sandy,
be wise as serpents.
I hope people understand that. What you're saying, if I can put it in other words, is if a bill comes before the floor and is voted on to defund Planned Parenthood, it will simply go over, if it passes both houses, it'll go over to the White House and it will be vetoed. End of story, because Republicans or whoever is in favor of this do not have the votes to override a veto. You're asking that this legislation be attached to something the president can't afford to veto, a continuing resolution. And that would really create chaos if he would veto that. So we've got to attach it to something that the president wants. Otherwise, he'll veto it. Is that
These standalone bills are just showboats for Congress to be able to say they did something when they actually didn't do the hard thing. And the hard thing, which will create exactly the kind of tension you just described, and will give the American people, give us an opportunity to let the American people know what's happening, and we have to stop it. We'll be attaching it to the continuing resolution.
Our time's gone. I wish we had more time. I wish we had another 3 or 4 days to deal with this, because it's that important. We've been talking to Sandy Rios and Natalie Decker, and thank you, ladies, for being with us. I can't even say any more except to say I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
My pleasure always, Dr. Dobson. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We'll do it again.
I've said it before, but I have to say it again. We cannot be silent on this issue. On our website, drjamesdobson.org, we have links to the undercover video and to the Alliance Defending Freedom website. And I urge you again to get that material and share it with everyone in your social circle. The liberal media may want to ignore this or explain it away or even try and call it a hoax, but we will call it what it is. This is evil, and we will speak up. Not only do we need to get the word out, but we also have to let our political leaders know that we don't want to pay for this depravity any longer. Contact your representatives and let them know where you stand on this issue and urge them to support the move to defund Planned Parenthood. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thanks for listening today, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.